Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 72 degrees. We do have these storms moving through our area. Scranton is still having his issues. The Scranton Police Department has asked people, please don't drive on the roads unless absolutely necessary this afternoon. They are checking all roads to make sure they're passable. They are blocking roads. I'm hearing on Penn Avenue and Olive Street, there's a waterfall going on. So if you don't need to be out, it's a good time not to be out. Got a text message in, Rob. If you didn't decide on a vacation spot yet, I heard a lot about Marco Island, Florida. People say it feels like you're in the Caribbean and no passport required. I appreciate that. I have heard of Marco Island, Florida. Don't think I've been there. But we did book our vacation for our 30th anniversary, which is the end of October. We will be going to Key West. So we'll be headed down to Florida, to Key West, our southernmost point, to check it out the end of October, beginning of November. Not only will we be down there for both our anniversaries, I'll let you in on that in a little bit, but we will be down there for Halloween as well. And I heard Key West and Halloween is something to see, so we'll check it out. So I'm looking forward to it. And why is there two anniversaries? Well, when we got married, we lived in New York still. We got married in 1995. So we got married at City Hall in New York City, and then 2 days later, we got married here in Moscow, Pennsylvania, at St. Catherine's Church, and our church wedding was here in Pennsylvania. We had our reception at the old inn at the Abingtons here in our area. So see, all the way back into the 90s, I was still a part of northeastern Pennsylvania. So we've decided to celebrate our anniversary on the church date. That's what the one we recognize. But depending on which one my wife forgets is the one she'll decide to celebrate, because you'd be surprised. She's forgotten it more than I have. So it goes about saying something if you go with the cliches out there of the man always forgetting. It doesn't happen. So Trump warns of severe consequences if Putin does not agree to stop the war after the summit. And today, there's been meetings with the European leaders and President Zelensky. Here's my question looking at this whole thing. And I think this meeting's a good thing. I think any face-to-face meeting with world leaders, especially one being at war, in ways to find peace is good. I think the president of the United States and Russia seeing each other face to face, discussing, looking at each other when they talk is good. I think, you know, meetings with China, the president of China and all world leaders, if we agree or not, is a good thing. I think that personal interaction is key when it comes to diplomatic relations. And that goes for all the underlings as well. My question looking at this, though, is why haven't the European leaders taken the lead on this? I mean, this is their backyard. Some of their nations are the ones worried about Russia's aggression, more so than we should ever be. Why aren't they? They wait till there's a meeting already set up with the president and the leader of Russia in Alaska, and all of a sudden, well, we need our voices heard. Well, why weren't you leading the charge to begin with? The European Union and the Europe partners. That's my take on this. Because, you know, Trump consulted with European leaders who said the president assured them that he would make a priority of trying to achieve a ceasefire in Ukraine when he meets with Putin on Friday. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky joined several of Kyiv's main allies in the virtual meeting with U.S. leaders. Zelensky told the group that Putin is bluffing ahead of the planned summit about Russia's ability to occupy all of Ukraine and shake off sanctions. German Chancellor said afterward that important decisions could be made in Alaska, but he stressed that the fundamental European and Ukrainian security interests must be protected. Well, then I asked the German Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, why aren't you leading the charge then? Why aren't you setting a meeting in Germany up with the leader of Russia to sit down with him and say the same thing that you're telling Donald Trump to say? Where is the European Union as a whole saying, hey, we'd like to sit down and work this out because it is our backyard? But they wait till the movement's already being made. They wait till it's already a done deal and it's already happening. And then from the cheap seats, they want to throw their ideas into the mix. And again, if you have the most to lose here, if this is in your backyard, why aren't you the one leading the charge? Why aren't you spearheading peace in your own neighborhood? But rather sit back and say, well, he's bluffing. This is going to be a nothing burger anyway. Well, okay, then why didn't you do it? Why didn't you set something up and try and lead the European Union for peace in your own continent? That's the big question. Now, I also think Zelensky has unreasonable terms here. You know, you're not going to get all your territory back. Crimea does not want to be part of Ukraine. That is never coming back. And some other areas, you'll need to be open for discussion. Is it worth the continued destruction of your young men and women to move forward to something that you're not going to win? It's going to be, at best, a draw where they stand and moving back to their own corners until somewhere down the road there's another act of aggression somewhere. Somebody does something over the wrong line. Now, I also agree that what Putin wants, a whole stretch of power locations, is also not doable. But is there that exit ramp for someone like a Vladimir Putin? But again, I'm critical of the European Union here, especially people like this German Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, who wants to throw in there after the Zoom meeting. Right? So you mean to tell me you guys couldn't all got together? You know, if it was that important, don't you think all the European leaders should have come here to meet with Trump before he goes to Alaska? You know, I would say if the meeting was on the way to them, Trump should go to them. But the fact that it's in Alaska, he's going in the other direction. If this was that important to you, then European leaders, or at least a group of you or the primary members, should have come here and sat down face to face with the president and said, here's our concerns. Not a Zoom meeting. How lack of interest is it to do a Zoom meeting with our leaders to say, well, we don't believe anything's going to come out of this. But and the President Trump himself has said, he'll be able to tell in a few minutes if something's going to come out of this. And I hope if he sees that or senses that, he says, listen, you're not here seriously, we're done. Because I think that sends a clear and concise message to someone like a Vladimir Putin. Get on Air Force One, see you later. Continue killing your people, it's on you. And he should say that to the press when he walks out and before he gets on Air Force One. But for the European Union and these nation leaders who have taken a backseat to this entire thing when it should be them spearheading everything to do with this, it shows a disinterest of anything peace-related, anything to calm the region in this area. And has it gone on so long now to where loss of interest is a bad word? When people are dying, when young men and women are dying, which there are, when missiles are being sent and drones are being flown into buildings, killing people. It's not a lack of interest, but at what point does the world say, we're just tired of this and stop it, or it needs to go away? This cannot go on indefinitely. And Zelensky needs to realize that as well, because sooner or later, at what point does it become, all right, you know, we're not gaining or losing anything at this point, except lives. And that's the way it's been for a while. Russia takes ground, then they lose ground. Ukraine takes ground, and then they lose ground. The only consistent here are young men and women are dying in both nations. So where's the end game? And I think that's where it needs to be found. But for the European Union to take a backseat to this entire process and then throw demands out like they really care about something, stop it. It's your backyard. It's your region. Why didn't you plan a meeting? if you think this meeting is going to be fruitless and not have any substantial substance to it when it's over, okay, well, if I was the chancellor, German chancellor, I'd be planning a meeting with Putin right now in 2 weeks and say, we don't expect any real outcome out of your meeting with the president of the United States, so I'd like to plan a meeting. And we need to sit down and discuss the future of our continent. But you don't see that, right? You never see that leadership there. And it's their backyard. They're the ones who are afraid or say they're afraid of Russia's aggression. Listen, outside of all-out nuclear war, Russia has proven itself to be impotent as far as a conventional army. So we'll see where it goes. I think any face-to-face meeting is good, if it becomes fruitful or not. Great for the world if it does. No big loss if it doesn't, except for some jet fuel. It's 421 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.